tune for Mystery Theater.
I'm E.G. Marshall, keeper of the establishment where we offer you a full line of spine-tingling items, the shivery best in murder, suspense, terror. And right now, you can sample our latest offering, which has to do with a return from, let us say, a return from the beyond. They say that successful people are those who refuse to take no for an answer. They cannot be swayed by reason. They cannot be convinced by the facts. They cannot be moved by logic. They simply will not listen to anyone who says no, not even to the angel of death himself.
Barney, I don't want to die.
Rest,
Barney.
Rest, darling, rest.
I'm so frightened.
Don't be, Rachel.
And doctor says I have to die.
Please, please, darling.
I'm so afraid to die.
Shh, shh, shh. No, don't be afraid. Darling, even if you die, I can bring you back.
Barney, what are you saying?
I'm saying I'll bring you back from the dead, darling. Believe me. I'll bring you back from the dead.
Our mystery drama, Is the Lady Dead?, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Larry Haynes and Joan Loring. It is sponsored in part by Contac, the 12-hour cold capsule, and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love, but give your cold to Contact. The sooner the better.
The common cold is a rotten thing. You miss so much. Sneezing, drips, and congestion can drag you down. Then ask yourself the Contact question. 6 or 3 or 1? You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 Contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. That's daytime, then nighttime relief. Both the others have things for aches and fever, and the liquid, something for coughs. Not found in Contact 600 tiny time pills.
Give your cold to Contact. The sooner the better.
6 or 3 or 1. Take Contact. Only as directed.
Here's the latest chicken joke from Steak and Brew. Why didn't the farmer's daughter cross the road? She was a chicken. Actually, chickens are no joke at Steak and Brew. They're inflation fighters, a great savings offer you and your family can't afford to miss. Steak and Brew is giving away 3-pound chickens absolutely free. You heard right. Steak and Brew is giving away free chickens. It's part of their Great American Chicken Giveaway in their search for the perfect chicken recipe. Come in and have dinner for two at your favorite Steak and Brew Sunday through Thursday and take home a free chicken, compliments of Steak and Brew. You can cook up a storm for your family the next night at home. If you bring Steak and Brew your recipe, you and your chicken could become famous. In order to reserve your free chicken, call 212-490-7000. Right away. You'd better hurry. There are only 200 chickens each night in each participating Steak and Brew. So call right away and reserve your chicken. That's 212-490-7000. Although this offer is not good with any other Steak and Brew promotion or menu special, it'll save you a lot more than chicken feed.
Absolutely no scientific proof, but it does seem to me that, in a general way, a great many people have names that appear to harmonize with their personalities. Do we therefore unconsciously strive to maintain the image that our names evoke? I presented this thought merely to introduce you to a gentleman named Barney Kruger. I'm sure Barney Kruger creates an image in your mind. And I'm willing to wager it's a picture of a down-to-earth, practical, two-fisted guy. And you're absolutely right. Barney Kruger is 32 years old and a self-made millionaire. He made his money by sharp, shrewd thinking, by taking nothing for granted, by digging, probing, investigating.
Well, I don't give a rap about the report, Carlson. I want to verify those assets. I want to check bank statements, investigate every officer of that corporation, and start with the day he was born. Now, you know how we do things around here. Get on a plane for Chicago, Carlson, and start digging. You want to get something done around here, you've got to do it yourself. There's no other way.
Mr. Kruger.
Oh, yes, Winters.
Your mother's here.
My mother. Oh, yes, my mother. Well, I guess the time has come. Show her in.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Winters.
Hiya, Mom.
Hello.
Get your drink?
No, thank you. Well, this is a happy surprise.
Surprise?
Well, I thought you'd be in Europe at least another week, and so when you just called me just before...
Oh, yes. I did come back ahead of schedule, didn't I?
Barney?
Yes, Mom?
Well, something seems different.
Different? What do you mean different?
Oh, I don't know. The apartment just seems different. Did you have anything done? There's a definite air of difference about the place.
Oh, good or bad?
Well, I'm not sure, but I rather like it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is, but I like it. Now tell me, dear, how was Europe?
Oh, you know, Europe.
Oh, honestly, Barney, I'm sure you've lost count of the number of times you've been to Europe in the past 10 years.
Oh, no, I haven't, Mom. I've gone exactly 85 times.
Oh.
You can check my secretary. She has all the records.
Well, what's the difference? All you know about Europe covers some airports, hotels, restaurants, some offices, a few mines, a few mills.
Mom.
You never get to do anything in Europe. I mean, you don't get to do anything European.
Oh, Mom.
Now, look, next time, try something different.
Mom, I did do something different this
uh-huh.
time.
Don't tell me. I'll bet you bought a department store instead of a steel factory.
Well, not exactly.
Now, it doesn't...
I got married.
Married?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, well, congratulations, dear. Now, where is she?
Well, she's right here, Mom.
Well, can I see her?
Well, of course you can see her. It's just that I wanted to break the news to you first myself.
Oh, Barney, I'm so happy. I can't believe it.
Well, I can hardly believe it myself.
Well, now, how long have you known her?
Let's see. What's today? Thursday, huh? Well, it's exactly a week.
A week?
Yes, and what a week, Mother.
And who is she?
Rachel.
Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a lovely name. Rachel who?
Rachel... I don't know.
You don't know her last name?
Well, I do. I did. But I don't seem to remember, Mother. Well, what's the difference? She's Rachel. She's Rachel Kruger now.
Well, how did you meet her?
Well, it's like a dream, Mom. It's just like a dream.
I know, but you had to meet somewhere.
Yes, well, I ran her down.
You what?
Well, you know, Mother, in England, they drive on the wrong side of the road.
You mean you drove on the wrong side of the road?
Well, I don't have any trouble with it while I'm driving straight ahead, Mother. It's when you come to a turn and you have a tendency to swing over to the right. And so we had a little collision.
Barney!
Yeah, well, no one was hurt or even scratched, Mother. But that was how we met. And so I took her to a garage to get her car fixed and then to dinner while we were waiting. And it just happened, Mother. We just fell in love. You don't believe it?
Oh, I believe it, Barney.
Yes, we both knew it. And there just didn't seem to be any question about our getting married. I would have asked you to fly over, Mother, but time suddenly seemed so precious. We didn't have a minute to waste.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how happy we are, Mother.
Now, don't even try. It's just...
Just what?
Well, it's... Just, this is so unlike you. The fact is, you don't even know this girl.
Oh, I do know her,
but
Mother.
You don't know her parents, her background. You don't know anything about her.
I know everything.
Well, for instance, where was she going when your two cars collided?
I never asked her.
Uh-huh. That's what I mean.
Well, I know everything I want to know, Mother.
It's certainly not the way you do business.
This isn't business, Mom. This is love.
I never thought I'd hear you talk like that.
Well, the same rules don't apply. In love, all you've got to go on is your heart. And if you can't trust that, well, you're in trouble, I guess.
Well, Barty, look, I am all for it, and I'm all for Rachel. And when can I finally see her?
Right now, Mother. You're having dinner with us.
But I want to know everything about you, Rachel.
Oh, it isn't possible to know everything about anyone, even oneself.
Are you English?
No.
Oh, well, where were you raised?
It was a very unhappy time. I never think about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are your parents alive?
I have none.
Oh. Well, what happened?
They were killed.
Oh. Was it an accident?
No.
Oh, please forgive me. I'm not trying to pry. I'm just curious, and it's a natural curiosity.
Of course.
Oh, what a perfectly magnificent ring.
Well, I had to buy it in a hurry, Mother.
I think it's much too large.
Angel, that is a diamond.
I wear it because it makes Barney happy.
Well, I don't think I have ever seen him so happy in his life.
It's so easy to make Barney happy. A pity he had to wait so long.
Well, my dear, I think you're worth the wait. Now, time I was homeward bound.
Oh, well, Mother, must you go? It's so early.
Oh, but when you're a guest of a newlywed couple, that's when your welcome wears out. Early.
Oh.
Rachel, dear, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Call me Mother.
Mother.
Listen, why don't you two girls get together, go shopping, have lunch and things?
Oh, don't worry, Barney. We'll arrange for all that. I'll call you tomorrow, Rachel.
Goodbye, Mother.
Well, I'll see you to the door, Mother. Well, Mom, what do you think?
Oh, Barney, Barney. She is just wonderful.
Rachel?
Yes?
Aren't you asleep?
I,
What is it, honey?
It's nothing.
Oh, no, it is something.
Oh, Barney. I didn't know people could be so happy.
There's nothing to it. Just fall in love.
Barney, now that I know what love is, I want to live.
Rachel, what are you saying?
I want to live.
Of course you're going to live. I mean, why shouldn't you?
You're so strong. You're so sure of yourself. You fear nothing and no one. Oh, darling, don't let anything happen to me.
What are you saying?
Just hold me. Hold me as if it's the very last time.
Darling, what are you saying?
Life is so beautiful. I just want to live.
Well, you will. You will. Believe me.
Yes, my darling. I believe you.
Rachel. Won't you tell me what you're talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just frightened.
Of what? Of what?
When you want something so badly, you become scared.
But you don't have to be scared of anything.
I never really wanted to live until I met you.
Well, why? How could anybody not want to live?
Oh, there are times when life can be a terrible thing, and death
is
only... Oh,
no. Now, we're not going to have any more of that kind of talk. Promise?
Yes. Oh, Barney, I promise.
What a surprise.
Hello, Mother.
Would you like something to eat or drink?
No, I didn't come here for that.
Well, of course not, but every mother has to ask that question. It's part of the franchise.
Mom, I'm worried.
Why?
Well, it has to do with,
Rachel.
How did you know?
I'm worried, too.
Oh, why are you worried?
It's something in her eyes.
What?
I don't know.
Yes, I see something in her eyes, too, Mother. Something that scares me, and I don't know what it is, either.
I think it's a look of fear.
Well, what can she be afraid of?
We don't know. Actually, we don't know anything about Rachel. We love her, but we know nothing about her.
Mom, Rachel is afraid of dying.
Well, is she ill?
Oh, the best doctors in the country can find nothing wrong with her. But I think I know what it is.
What do you say, Barney?
You've heard of people who died of grief.
Of course.
Well, why can't people also die of happiness?
Barney.
Mom, Rachel is dying. Something's killing her.
Barney, don't say that.
Mom.
I'd better answer that. Hello?
Mother.
Oh, Rachel, dear.
What?
How are you?
Mother, is Barney there?
Yes, dear. I'll put him on. Barney.
Yes, thank you. Rachel.
Barney, please. Come home quickly. Quickly.
Barney.
Darling, why didn't you call the doctor?
Because...
Well, I'll phone him this minute.
No, please. Just hold me.
But, Rachel...
Don't leave me. Don't leave me for anything.
Rachel, you need to be...
No, I have everything I need, everything I want. Right here, right now. Oh, darling, I want to live so badly.
Well, you will.
Don't let me go. Don't let me go there, Barney. To that place.
Please. Please, Rachel, don't talk like that.
If I let go... Bring me back.
Oh, Rachel.
You're so strong, you can do anything. You can do anything.
Rachel.
Promise you'll bring me back.
But, Rachel.
Promise.
Well, I...
You're different from other people. Barney, you're wonderful. I know there are things you can do. Oh, Barney, promise.
Well, I promise.
And I'll help. I'll try as hard as I can to help. And the two together, we can do it. We can bring me back.
Rachel. Rachel.
Mother is here, sir.
Tell her I'll see you later.
Dr. Mallory.
Send Dr. Mallory away.
He offered to make the arrangements, sir.
Arrangements?
For the funeral.
I'll make the arrangements myself. That's all, Winters.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Winters.
Yes, sir.
What are we having for dinner?
Oh, I didn't think. I can prepare some sandwiches, sir.
Oh, no. Mrs. Kruger doesn't like sandwiches. Do we have any lamb chops?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll have mine rare, as usual, and Mrs. Kruger likes hers medium.
Oh, no, sir. Your mother likes hers well done.
I'm not talking about my mother. I'm talking about my wife.
Your wife?
As you know, Winters, there's an exact science to making chops medium. She likes them exactly between rare and well done.
But Mrs. Kruger is,
Yes, Winters? Mrs. Kruger is what?
Nothing, sir. Nothing at all.
There may be an exact science to broiling lamb chops, but you must admit there's a fine art to being a rich man's butler. And so Winters departs to instruct the cook to prepare a very special dinner. A dinner for two people, one of whom is alive, the other dead. And we'll be back after dessert, when I return with Act Two.
You don't see many people putting salt in their beer nowadays. Not that there's anything wrong with salt on radishes or French fries, but man, not in the king of beers. Truth is, the only thing salt can do for Budweiser is make it salty. An unwise thing to do to the only beer in America that's beechwood aged. Unsalted Budweiser has become the most popular beer in the world. That's because in brewing Bud, the Budweiser brewmaster goes all the way for a taste, a smoothness, a drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. And something else you can take without a grain of salt. The fact that when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Every now and again, two talents like Rex Harrison and Julie Harris come together in an exquisitely crafted comedy drama like Terrence Rattigan's In Praise of Love at the Marasco Theater. Martin Gottfried of the New York Post said, In Praise of Love is a funny, touching, and emotionally rewarding play with splendid acting. Variety said, In Praise of Love is superb and absorbing and touching comedy drama. Rex Harrison and Julie Harris give luminous performances. In Praise of Love at the Marasco Theater on West 45th Street. It's an evening you'll never, ever forget.
What's for dinner? Hey, ma'am, what you got?
You know, you can do some of your holiday shopping right at your ShopRite supermarket. It's chock full of toys, small appliances, cookware, and other gift ideas. All your decorating and gift wrap needs, too. And for dinner this week, you can save on first-cut beef cut chuck steaks, just 49 cents a pound. Semi-boneless chuck roasts, 89 cents a pound. Boneless top round or sirloin tip steaks, $1.67 a pound. Look for more savings in every ShopRite supermarket. You'll always find a lot more for a little less at your ShopRite supermarket.
She loves her family. She wants the best. She does all that she can do. She lets ShopRite do the rest. Hey, ma, what's for dinner? ShopRite has the answer.
This is WOR New York, an RKO General Station, your station for Mystery Theater.
Death is always the final answer, and death always has the last word. But not for Barney Kruger. Rachel is dead. There is absolutely no question about that. But evidently, Barney Kruger will not accept it. Before you dismiss Barney Kruger as a psychotic or a kook, remember, this is the same Barney Kruger whose reputation for hard-headed practicality is respected throughout the business community.
Mrs. Kruger.
Yes, Winters. Is my son...
I don't know what to say, Mrs. Kruger. He ordered dinner for himself and for
whom?
For her.
What are you saying, Winters?
Mrs. Kruger, I'm very much aware of what I'm saying.
But surely he knows.
Yes, ma'am, he knows. But still, he ordered...
I see.
Oh, I'm not sure of what to do. I was wondering if you had a suggestion.
Yes, Winters. Serve the dinner. Barney?
Come in, Mother. Sit down.
Have you had anything to eat?
Oh, yes, yes. Fine. Everything's fine.
Well, Winters... Winters told me...
Do you want to look at Rachel, Mother? She's even more beautiful than...
Yes, Barney... Now, we have to make certain arrangements. You know that, don't you?
You know, she came into my life so suddenly, Mother. And so suddenly she left it.
Barney.
I can't believe that. I won't believe it.
Barney. The ring.
No, I won't believe it.
You really don't intend to bury her with the ring.
Bury her?
Well, yes, Barney. We have to make arrangements. We
won't do any such thing. We'll bury her ourselves.
Barney.
No one must ever touch her, Mother, except the people who love her. Will you help me?
Well,
just the two of us. We'll see Rachel to her grave.
Barney, now you really shouldn't bury her with a ring.
Why not?
Because the ring is worth a... That diamond is worth
a... Yes, I know. Rachel said it herself. It's worth a queen's ransom.
Well, may sound rather hard and unfeeling, but what can that ring mean to her now?
Oh, everything, Mother.
But I don't think...
It means that I believe she's still my wife.
Yes, of course.
And it means I haven't given up hope.
Hope? Of what?
Well, as long as she wears that ring, I could...
Can what?
We can bring her back.
Bring her back?
Yes, Mother, bring her back.
Barney, the age of miracles is past.
Oh, no, it hasn't. It's still here.
Barney...
You want to see a miracle? You want to see one? Come here.
Barney...
No, Mom, I mean that. Come here.
Where?
Just look.
Look in that mirror.
Well, why do you want me to look in the mirror?
So you can see a miracle.
But, I don't
You!
Think...
You are the miracle, Mother.
What are you...
What did it say about you in the Sunday paper, Mom?
I don't remember.
Well, I remember. I memorized it. I was so proud of it. Mrs. Elwood Kruger, the acknowledged social leader of the city, stunningly attractive, impeccably groomed, was hostess at the reception for the senator.
Barney, darling, look, I don't...
You don't what, Mother? You don't remember? You don't remember how it was when I was a little kid? You don't remember that my father was a hopeless drunk?
Look, Barney...
And how you washed dishes in an all-night hash joint so you could support the three of us? And when he died in a charity ward... You were thankful because it meant one less mouth to feed.
Barney, why
I looked at you, Ma, every day. You were ready to drop dead from exhaustion, and I said, I'm going to make a great lady out of my mother. And when I was 5 years old, I started selling papers.
Barney, this is not what we're...
It is, Mom. It is what we're talking about. Who were you, Ma? What were you? You were just a poor girl with no education, no training. Look at what I made possible.
I realize, Barney, I
just
know.
Just look in the mirror. Look at you now. Stunning, socially prominent Mrs. Elwood Kruger. You eat lunch with senators. You've had dinner at the White House. Now look in the mirror and tell me what you see.
A miracle.
Winters.
Yes, sir?
It's very cold in here.
But Mr. Kruger, the thermostat is way up.
Well, Mrs. Kruger is feeling chilled.
Mrs. Kruger?
Yes, and, bring her some of that brandy I brought back from Paris.
Sir, may I say something?
What?
Well, there's no other way to say it than to say it. Sir, Mrs. Kruger isn't here.
I'm aware of that, Winters.
You buried... Her funeral was this afternoon.
Yes.
Then you have to admit...
What? What do I have to admit?
You have to admit she's dead.
Yes, yes, Winters. She's dead. For now.
For now?
Yes, for now. Winters.
Huh?
I'd like to ask you something.
Yes, sir.
I need a man to work for me without asking a lot of questions, who believes in what I tell him. A man who's with me. Do you follow this?
Yes, sir.
Till now, that man has been you, Winters.
Yes, sir.
So, my question. Is that man still you?
Yes, sir. That man is still me.
Well, you have to believe with me, Winters. Understand?
I think so, sir.
Fine. Bring Mrs. Kruger her brandy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Will Mrs. Kruger want anything else?
I don't think so.
Yes, sir.
Thanks again. Rachel, I want to help you. I'm trying as hard as I can. Rachel.
I'm very much concerned, Mr. Kruger. Mr. Kruger?
Hmm? Oh. About what, Carlson?
Well, the amount of our investment, we're dipping very deeply into reserve capital.
Well, that's what reserve capital's for, isn't it? That's why we're getting on a plane for Chicago to see if we...
Yes, go on. Well, we're going to Chicago to see if...
Shh, don't talk. No. No, I guess I'm hearing things.
Well, now I have all the information you need about Henley.
Henley? What do you mean, Henley? How did you know about Henley?
How do I know? Mr. Kruger. That's why we're going to Chicago to acquire Jason Henley and Company.
Oh, yes, Henley. That... Rachel? Rachel? Where are you?
Mr. Kruger, who are you looking for?
I'll see you later.
But our plane leaves for Chicago
she,
and...
She was just here. Now, she can't have gone far.
But Mr. Kruger, we have to get on that plane.
You get on the plane. You go.
But you're the one that has to examine the assets.
Well, you do it, Carlson.
But you have to make a decision by tonight.
You make the decision. You go there, and you make it.
Mr. Kruger, where are you going?
Mr. Kruger, what happened? You look exhausted.
Yeah, Yeah, I guess I am, Winters. I thought I ran, Winters. I ran around for hours trying. I know why. It's because this would have been our anniversary, our first anniversary.
Yes, sir. I know that, sir. I took the liberty of opening this bottle of champagne, and I brought two glasses.
Oh, thank you, Winters. Thank you.
Good night, sir.
Yes. I thought I did it today. I thought I brought you back. I thought I heard you. But I'll keep trying. I'll keep trying. I'll never stop trying, Rachel. Oh, Rachel. Rachel, I can see us so clearly that day. That crazy day I ran into you. And you were so frightened at first. You were so scared. It was all I could do to get you to tell me your name. And I kept asking, what's your name? What's your name? And you just kept staring at me. And your eyes were so big. And finally, you said...
My name is Rachel.
Rachel. That's a very pretty name.
What's yours?
Barney.
Barney? I like the sound of that.
I'm sorry about the car.
Oh, I don't mind. I never liked this car anyhow.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Rachel. I'll have it fixed. No, I won't have it fixed. I'll buy you a new one.
Oh, are you that rich?
Oh, I'm fabulously wealthy. But don't hold it against me.
Do you know you really are a very nice person.
How can you tell?
I learned how to recognize good people. It was very important for me to know that at one time.
Rachel, do you want to hear something crazy?
Nothing is really crazy when you think about it for a while.
No. This is the wildest thing you'll ever hear.
What is it?
Here I am, an American, driving through a place called Henley, just outside of London. I hit a car some girl is driving, and we stopped to talk. And 10 minutes later, I find out I'm in love with this girl. All I know about her is her name. Her name, Rachel. Now go ahead, tell me I'm not crazy.
Perhaps we're both crazy. All I know about you is your name, Barney. And I love you.
Rachel. Rachel, you're here.
I'm here.
It's you. It's really you. It's not my imagination.
Put your arms around me, darling.
And the ring, your wedding ring. You're wearing the ring.
Oh.
You couldn't be wearing the ring if it weren't really you, Rachel.
Oh, Barney, you did it. You brought me back.
Yes, you're back. You're back. That's all I have to know. You're back.
It all shows what can happen when you're in the habit of saying no. But is she back? Is it possible? You remember the story of Orpheus? He went to the land of the dead to reclaim his lost bride. He almost succeeded, too. However, there was a little detail he forgot about. I won't forget to return shortly with Act 3.
Inside you're free, inside you're free after all. You hear a freedom spirit, like a wild bird's call. Inside you're free, inside you're free after all. Living free, living free.
The urge hits, you know you have to hit the road. So with Buick Skylark SR firmly in hand, you do just that. Quickly, confidently, you're on your way. Skylark SR's touring car cockpit. Its bold stance and spirited V6 engine make exhilarating excursions a daily occurrence. Find out at your Buick dealer now.
Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all. Living free. Living free. Living free.
Suburban Savings in northern New Jersey would like to set you straight on savings. Straight off, Suburban offers you the highest interest allowed by law. A big 7.90% effective annual yield on Suburban 7.50% savings certificates. And Suburban guarantees it from 4 to 10 years. Minimum $2,500. Federal regulations allow premature withdrawals on savings certificates, provided prescribed federal penalties are adhered to. Of course, Suburban also has a whole selection of other savings plans that keep your savings headed in the right direction, straight up. Why not head straight over to your nearest Suburban savings office, conveniently located in Bayonne, Edgewater, Elmwood Park, Emerson, Hackettstown, Morris Plains, Nutley, Paramus, Sparta, and Wayne, and let them set you straight on savings.
When it comes to transmission work, I recommend Lee Miles wholeheartedly.
This is Rocky with Tony Balsamo. The first time he visited Lee Miles, he thought he had big troubles.
I was so sure that if the guy told me it cost you $25, I would have kissed him. As a matter of fact, it was peanuts the first time I was there. I was so surprised that ordinarily I would tip a gas station that much for the service. This man, that was his charge, and the charge was only $2. It's the truth. Did you think people like Lee Miles were still in existence?
Yeah, I know it.
It's part of the culture of our country. We raise the kids on slogans like, never say die, don't give up the ship. And when threatened with annihilation by a numerically superior enemy, didn't an American general earn immortality by simply answering, nuts? Barney Kruger took it all seriously. He believed he could attain any goal he set out to reach. He's even brought his wife back from the dead.
Barney, I knew you would do it for me. I knew you would do it.
Oh, Rachel, I can hardly believe it.
Everything in the room, it's exactly the same. Exactly.
Yes, yes, I didn't touch anything. Nobody touched anything. Everything is here, you see?
Just as I left.
Yes, your clothes, all your things. Even the book you were reading, darling. Oh. Look, it's still open to the same page.
That's why I could come back, Barney, because everything that's me is here.
Oh, you were never gone, Rachel, never.
Keep me here, Barney. Keep me here.
Yes, I will, I will. I just wish I knew how.
But you know how. You know.
Hey, excuse me, sir. I thought I heard you talking
Winters,
in here.
Winters, look, it's Mrs. Kruger. See, dear, it's Winters. You always liked Winters. Isn't that just great, Winters? She's back.
Yes, sir.
Barney.
Mom.
Well, what's the sensational surprise?
I hope you're hungry.
Oh, of course I am. Am I late for lunch?
Oh, you'll remember this lunch as long as you live.
Well, I see the table set for three. Who's your guest?
Oh, no guest. Mom, it's all family.
Family?
Mom, I have a problem.
Oh, are you asking me to help?
Yes, yes.
Well?
Well, I didn't realize how complicated a thing like this would be. You see, after all, legally, she is dead and,
And what?
And there was a death certificate, a burial, and, Well, how can I account for the fact...
Barney, what are you trying to say?
Mom, how do I reintroduce her into the world?
Barney, are you all right?
Mom, she's back.
Who?
Who do you think? Rachel.
Barney.
I did it, Mom. I made the miracle. I made it happen.
No, Barney.
Wait. Just wait. You'll see with your own eyes. Now, wait.
Now, Barney, please.
Wait, Mom. Wait. Rachel? Rachel, Mother's here. It's time for lunch. Well, Mother? Mom, come on now. I know it's a shock, but here she is.
Here... Who is?
Rachel. Well, can't you say anything?
Barney.
You mean you can just stand there and not do anything, Mother?
Barney, I don't know what.
Well,
a
normal person would put her arms around...
Barney.
Please, Mother. You claim you don't see
Rachel?
Oh,
Barney, my son.
Now, just a minute. Winters.
Winters, come in here.
Barney, let me call.
Wait, Mother. Winters.
Yes, sir.
Winters, how many people are here in this room?
How many people, sir?
Yes, you heard me. There's you, my mother, myself, and...
And?
And my wife.
Ah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Winters.
That'll be all, Winters.
Yes, sir.
Well?
That man worships you, Barney. He'd lay down his life for you. He'd swear on
Mother,
the Bible.
What do you say now?
Huh? I say that Winters is wrong to help you perpetuate this fantasy.
Oh, is that what it is?
Barney, please let me call...
A doctor, huh? Naturally.
But what else?
You say you don't see Rachel,
Rachel
huh?
is...
I didn't ask you that. I asked you if you see Rachel.
No, Barney, I don't see Rachel.
I believe you.
Well, then...
You don't see any woman as a part of my life,
oh,
Mother.
Oh, Barney.
You know, it's a funny thing, Ma, now that I look back on it. You never really wanted me to get married.
No,
oh, sure, you always said so. And you encouraged me to meet this one or that one or the other one. But that was just the paint on the top, Mom. Somehow or other, you'd always top me off at the last minute.
Now, Barney, why would
because
I...
Because you wanted me all for yourself.
Barney!
Papa's been dead 25 years. You never went out with another guy once.
Oh,
why?
Barney, I...
Even today, hundreds of men, guys who are really up there, too, they all go for you, Mother. How come you never even look at
Barney,
anybody?
Barney, this is not the time.
You wanted me all to yourself, and you still want it that way. That's why you don't see Rachel.
But he is not...
Rachel! Rachel, say hello to Mother.
Hello, Mother.
She's not here, huh? Who just spoke? Who's standing right next to me?
Barney, what do you want me to say? It isn't as if you were a little boy and we can play little games together.
I'm not your little boy anymore, Mother. I'm on my own. And there's another woman in my life.
Barney, please. I want you to face reality.
Mom, she's not throwing you out. She's not taking your place. She's what another part of me needs. Now, please, Mom, just take her in your arms, huh? And tell her she's welcome. She's your daughter.
What do you want, Carlson?
This is the first time you've been to the office in weeks.
Is that so?
I've had to make a lot of judgments.
Well, that's what you get paid for.
But if I'm wrong, we can go broke.
Oh, come on now. Lay everything on the table and I'll straighten it out.
Well, the Midwest merger,
The Midwest merger? Well, I'll tell you what I've decided. I've been juggling all the facts. And now that I think about it...
Yes.
Now that I think about it, just a minute.
Now, the option expires this afternoon. We really have to move quickly.
Yes, just a minute, please.
Darling.
Hello.
I miss you, Barney.
Yes, I miss you, too.
I need you to keep me here. Don't stay away from me, Barney.
No, I won't.
I need all of your faith, all of your strength, all of your will.
Darling, you've got it.
I need you to hold me, Barney. Hold me.
Yes.
Hurry back to me, darling, hurry, before I slip away again.
No, don't do that. I'll be right there.
Hurry, Barney, hurry.
I'll see you, Carlson.
Where are you going?
I have an important date.
Mr. Kruger, we are going broke. Can't you understand? I need $500,000 to cover an option this afternoon. We don't have...
Well, don't bother me with details.
And unless you raise another $500,000 by Wednesday morning...
All right, I'll raise it.
But I
Is
don't
there anything
see where
else?
You can raise...
Just leave it to me.
Oh.
Please. Now, I'm going home, and I don't want anybody to disturb me.
Barney. Do you ever get tired of me? After the life you led before?
What kind of life did I lead before?
Well, you went everywhere.
Well, we go everywhere, the two of us. Even if we never leave the house, we sit here together and...
Oh, Barney, I hope I'm enough for you.
No. We don't need that kind of talk.
Because I'll have to be enough for you. I'll need you with me all the time.
Tell my son I wish to see him, Winters.
I am sorry, ma'am, but he refuses to see anyone.
Now, don't you take that tone with me. I'm his mother.
I said I was sorry, ma'am. I'll have to ask you to leave.
You will have to throw me out.
Winters, what's... Oh. That'll be all, Winters.
Yes, sir.
Barney, I must talk to you.
What's there to talk about?
Barney, this newspaper. Read it.
I don't care about any...
Just read it.
the incredible collapse of the Kruger Enterprises. The disappearance of Barney Kruger from the command post is the possible cause.
You see, you're broke. You don't have money to throw around anymore. You know, if you had that ring right now...
Now, Mother, I don't want to hear anymore.
If you had that ring, you could hold off some creditors, buy some time.
Will you let me alone?
The world won't let you alone. Now, you won't be able to keep this house...
Mother, I don't want to hear anymore.
Don't you say that you don't care. This is a conceit of yours, but it takes money to maintain
now, Mother,
it.
Mother, I think you've said enough. Now, do you want to say hello to Rachel before you leave?
Barney, there is no Rachel. You and I saw her placed in her grave. Rachel is dead.
No! Rachel's right here.
Oh, Barney, please let it be over. Whatever it is or was that raged through you like a fever, let it be over. Come back into the world. Come back where you belong.
Well, I belong with Rachel. Goodbye, Mother.
Oh, you're like your father. He was a man who was intoxicated by liquor and it destroyed him. And you're intoxicated by Rachel.
Mother.
By a dead Rachel. And she will destroy you, too.
I won't hear anymore.
Barney, hold me.
I can't be broke. I can't be.
Hold me, Barney.
You know, I'm crazy. I must be going crazy.
Hold me, Barney. Kiss me.
What? Hold you?
Hold me.
But Rachel...
But what, Barney? Hold me. I need all of you to hold me. Put your arms around me.
But Rachel, you're...
I'm what, Barney?
You're dead.
What did you say?
You're dead.
Oh. Yes. Now I'm dead.
But if you're dead, why do I see you so clearly?
Because all of your strength hasn't left me yet. It's going, and soon I won't.
Rachel. Rachel, are you here?
No, Barney, you couldn't keep me here. You weren't strong enough. You don't want me. Badly enough.
Rachel, you're becoming dim, Rachel.
I'm no longer your wife. Here, your ring.
No.
Take your ring.
No. I don't want that. I don't want it.
You didn't believe the miracle.
Rachel, don't go. Don't go! I believe, Rachel. I do believe.
Goodbye, Barney. Goodbye.
Rachel? Rachel?
Barney.
Mother, she was here. She was here. She's been here, Barney, in this room,
Barney,
all the time.
Barney, sit down. Huh? Now, have Winters get you something.
No, she was here, Mother. You know,
Barney,
you know she was here.
It's time that we face certain facts. Now, you know that Rachel has... Barney! Look! What's that lying on the floor?
Well, it... Mother. Mother. It's the ring.
And there it was, gleaming on the floor. A huge diamond ring. The gift of Barney to Rachel. The ring that was buried with her when she died. And you can believe that she returned to the grave and left the ring to release him from their marriage vow. You can believe that. But if you're one of those practical 2 + 2 = 4 people, we have another alternative. I'll be back shortly.
Every now and again, two talents like Rex Harrison and Julie Harris come together in an exquisitely crafted comedy drama like Terrence Rattigan's In Praise of Love at the Marosco Theater. Martin Gottfried, New York Post said, In Praise of Love is a funny, touching, and emotionally rewarding play with splendid acting. Variety said, In Praise of Love is superb and absorbing and touching comedy drama. Rex Harrison and Julie Harris give luminous performances. In Praise of Love at the Marosco Theater on West 45th Street. It's an evening you'll never, ever forget.
This is Tommy Makem. I'm sitting in the John Barleycorn, located at 209 East 45th Street, just off 3rd Avenue. The John Barleycorn is New York's first and most famous Irish singing pub. If you want a sample of what Irish hospitality is really like, you should come in and soak up the atmosphere. The hospitality is warm, the people are cheerful, and the service is just fantastic. They have an old saying at the Barleycorn, there are no strangers here, only friends you haven't met. And you can prove that to yourself by dropping in anytime. You can have lunch, dinner, or supper 7 days a week. And a good time all the time. The food is fit for royalty, and as a matter of fact, some of the recipes have been handed down from the courts of Irish kings. The John Barleycorn, the Irish oasis in Midtown Manhattan.
For lunch, dinner, or special party information, call YU6-1088.
Did Rachel come back from the dead and leave the ring? An explanation that might satisfy some of the more literal-minded among us is that, realizing how strapped he was becoming financially, Barney may have paid a visit to the grave and removed it himself. After all, it was his ring. It goes to prove that we have a denouement to satisfy every taste. Our cast included Larry Haynes, Joan Loring, Anne Petoniak, and Leon Janney. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
The preceding program was furnished by the Columbia Broadcasting System.
I'm Fulton Lewis in the Mutual Broadcasting System studios in Washington, D.C. Within the next few days, the House of Representatives is going to be voting on an issue which has commanded virtually no coverage in the nation's press, despite the fact that it does involve a wide range of policy matters of critical importance to all Americans. I had reported in my last broadcast that the House vote would be coming either today or tomorrow, but because of extended debate in the House regarding the foreign aid bill, there was no vote today. There may be none tomorrow. In fact, the issue in question is most likely to be voted on Monday. The principal question to be resolved by the House action is whether this country is to render itself totally subservient to the whims and dictates of the United Nations. The pending legislation touches on some other matters, too. Matters relating to national defense, the constitutional question of whether the Congress or the President shall regulate our international trade, the Cold War issue of whether we can trust the Soviet Union to supply us with a raw material, which is vital to the production of weapons which we would need to protect ourselves in the event of a Soviet attack, and some very plain and simple economics affecting the pocketbooks of us all. The bill in question is a measure proposed earlier this year by Minnesota Democrat Senator Hubert Humphrey and approved by the Senate, which would mandate total U.S. compliance with a United Nations Security Council decree of December 1966, which bans all world trade with the Southern African nation of Rhodesia. The UN action was prompted by the fact that the World Organization was very unhappy over Rhodesia's racial policies. That country had a predominantly white government despite its overwhelmingly black population. As a practical matter, the UN sanctions have done literally nothing to correct that breach of ideal democracy. Economically speaking, Rhodesia has thrived, primarily because very few nations have been obeying the boycott directive. This fact, though, is never much of Senator Humphrey's concern. His view has been legalistic. The United Nations, Humphrey feels, is a sacred body, and we are legally obligated to comply with its mandates, even if we feel that such compliance would be unjust, unproductive, or even, as in this case, damaging to our own national interests and security. When introducing his measure, Humphrey expressed his views bluntly, saying, quote, "The fact of the matter is that the United Nations Charter, as adopted by the Congress of the United States and ratified by the Senate, has the same standing as a provision of our own Constitution. It is a supreme law of our land." Fortunately, federal courts have rejected Humphrey's concept of the relationship between the United States and the United Nations, but it is up to the Congress, particularly the House of Representatives, to reject it again when the Humphrey measure is voted on either tomorrow or on Monday. The national defense implications of the Humphrey bill, I think, speak for themselves. I doubt if most Americans want this country to be dependent upon the Soviet Union for a material that is vital to our own national defense. The fact of the matter, of course, is that most Americans are not familiar with the Rhodesian issue. Most have not been informed that this issue is even up for a vote in the House. The moral implications of the Rhodesian issue are baffling. On what possible moral basis can the United States impose an across-the-board boycott of Rhodesia, even cutting ourselves off from a material which is essential to our national defense, because that nation has not perfected a one-man, one-vote system of democracy, while the United States is simultaneously aggressively pursuing sweeping new trade deals with Red China and the Soviet Union, two nations which have perfected no-man, no-vote systems of totalitarianism? In addition, the timing of the upcoming vote in the House could not be worse. Just this week, Rhodesian Prime Minister Ian Smith announced significant progress in his government's efforts to reach a peaceful settlement with Rhodesian blacks. After years of bloody skirmishing, anti-government black guerrillas have promised to end hostilities. In return, Smith has agreed to release from confinement all detained black nationalists. All of this in anticipation of a major conference in the near future at which blacks and whites will try to jointly chart Rhodesia's constitutional future. These developments, remember, have occurred with the Byrd Amendment in effect, with Rhodesian chrome flowing freely into the United States, albeit flowing in violation of the Security Council's anti-Rhodesian sanctions. Any change in the U.S. position could well upset this very delicate balance of power between whites and blacks in Rhodesia, a balance which is now making significant progress toward peace. The issue of greatest importance, though, is the one which Senator Humphrey noted in his speech last January, the question of whether the United States is to be totally subservient to the United Nations. I think it is the height of irony that it has been Senator Humphrey himself who has been sounding an alarm, a very loud alarm in recent days, warning that the United Nations has become so totally irresponsible that it might well expel Israel from its membership. The Minnesota Democrat has been urging that we get tough with the World Organization, in other words, spank it back to its senses. Well, what better way to administer that badly needed spanking than to have the House of Representatives overwhelmingly and loudly reject Senator Humphrey's own bill, which would declare total U.S. obedience and subservience to the United Nations. Incidentally, Western Union has a special rate for Americans who wish to wire their thoughts to their members of Congress. Why not take advantage of this service tonight and let your representative in the House of Representatives know whether you support or whether you oppose Senator Humphrey's bill? That way, we can be quite sure that our Congress will be speaking for all of us when it does vote on the Rhodesian issue, either tomorrow or on Monday. From the Mutual Studios in Washington, I'm Fulton Lewis, and that's the top of the news as it looks from here.